Okay.
Don't press the button.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a hot, new, fresh episode of the Veterinary Roundtable, the podcast where we answer your veterinary-related questions while having some fun along the way. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave us a review on your podcast provider of choice. And if you have any feedback to offer to improve the Veterinary Roundtable, let us know.
Hammer. We'll see if the sounds, the surround sounds show up on this.
That's right. That's right. You might notice that we're in a new area.
Oh, you're just going to skip the hammer?
That's part of, isn't that part of?
Oh, yeah.
No? Okay. Well, I was going to say, we're going to hammer home reviews, and they're looking at us going, they're not going to be listening to us say hammer home reviews because then they're going to see. Yes.
That's right. Okay,
so
dive right in.
100-inch
look at us.
Flat screen behind us.
And there you go.
We got a TV.
All right, for those people listening,
we brought the fail button that I can't reach.
Yeah, for those people that are listening and aren't watching, Courtney, describe the new set.
We are in a beautiful new studio. It has black walls. We have fancy lights. We have a gigantic TV behind us. Mm-hmm. We have a fancy new table. We have a game of tic-tac-toe made out of wood. Our fail button is with us as still.
Yes. Yeah.
We have the same fancy mics.
It should be.
Oh, we have new furniture. Devin and I now have a couch to share. And King and Duckwall have swivel chairs.
Swivel chairs, baby.
So we can have all the fun in here.
Okay.
And very exciting.
More fun. Yeah, this is actually fantastic. It's very comfortable.
Very
it's
comfortable.
Too comfortable.
It is. If you see me asleep over here, then
I know.
I might be bringing a blanket next episode.
After lunch hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, usually we're hungry.
Okay, so we need to hammer home the reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. We got more.
We did.
We got two.
We were going to notice that because last time you had mentioned, you were like,
it was two, right? Because we had 43 last time.
I thought we had 40 last time.
I thought we were, what did you think we were at?
Like 41 or
42. I thought 42.
This says Apple Podcast reviews within the last week, which means we had 43 because there's two here. Right?
But it's been 2 weeks since the last one.
Maybe those were just the ones with comments. I don't know how those work. Maybe you can just like give it a thumbs up. And
Harrison, fact check.
Thumbs up.
We can't even see Harrison.
No. And then that's a good point.
That's
new
a good
studio,
segue.
In the new studio.
In the new studio.
He's hidden behind three monitors. You can see the top of his head.
Yep.
We don't even know if he's here anymore. He just leaves us.
He might have left.
Dad left. Mom's back.
Kids
Dad's
will
gone.
Play.
Oh,
he trusts us enough to leave us on our own. Mm-hmm.
So we're in a new studio. We got some new plans coming up. We're allowed to like kind of tell you the news, spill the tea.
Yeah, spill it.
Okay, so we're going to try to have a new goal where we're going to have weekly content, weekly podcast, guest episodes once a month. We're already recording in this new studio, so check. Even though three of us out of four here did nothing to get this new studio ready, we very much appreciate all the efforts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks great.
So leave a review about what you think about the new surroundings.
Yes. If you watch, yes.
I know I'm going to miss the pink chairs. I don't know about you, but
maybe we bring it back for an episode. Mm-hmm.
Those it's the, not, pink
the pink chair episode.
They were not
pink chair episode.
They were not pink.
What color would you call
They were definitely
red,
not red.
Red.
No. That is red on the screen right there.
That is totally red. They
it was, a,
like,
it was yeah. a shade of red. Red is
was,
not
I don't even
salmon.
Know what chartreuse color. What
salmon is light pink.
Chartreuse is like the shoe, like the green on your.
It was
yeah, definitely wasn't green.
Can somebody?
Okay, they're pink. They're salmon pink.
I would.
Yeah,
that's a nice
that's
color.
I
was gonna
salmon.
Say
salmon.
Like salmon. A reddish coral or salmon.
Coral.
I like salmon though.
Can somebody go grab one real quick?
Okay. Yeah, they were ugly. Let's just say that. Oh, you liked them. I'm sorry.
They didn't.
Well, she liked them.
I think it was a shade of
cute,
pink hair podcast episode. Pink hair, pink chair.
We might have to do that. We might have to bring him back.
We need to start over.
Listen, we're still brainstorming on Devin and what we're gonna make her do.
Yes, I was gonna say new studio. Same promise to the viewers and to the listeners.
Right.
We need a punishment for Devin.
That's right. Yeah. An experience, Courtney. Let's not call
it. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
It's an experience. Yeah.
It's an honor.
It'll
torturing.
Be a story.
Yep. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, there were people who did listen to us. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening and thank you for commenting, leaving reviews. So the first one is love, love, love this podcast. I'm a vet tech student in Mississippi. What up at Anna J 42?
Hello. How's Mississippi?
I feel like I'm on a nighttime radio show. Hello. Welcome.
How's everybody feeling?
Sultry music.
That's
nighttime music, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Our second one. Take it away, King.
Love the podcast. I love how you guys can be informative by teaching people, but also keeping it fun. At Brian 450928 Niner. No, he doesn't have a Niner.
I should have to say that. Niner.
Yep. So thank you, Brian, for listening as well.
Yeah. Love it. Love to hear the people.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Well, we kind of did our intro, but we still have more information. King over there has to fill us in on, well, first we should probably say who we are.
Okay.
If you're new to us, welcome.
Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Thank you for finding us.
So glad you're here.
I'm Dr. Web. Emily King.
I'm Courtney Allen.
Devin Fortune.
I'm Ashlyn Duckwall. And
we are the
Four Amigos.
The Four Amigos. There you go.
No, we run this shit. Or oh! Show.
Wait a minute. He's flagging us from behind the computer. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay, everybody, I got to tell everybody about my experience at WVC.
Yeah.
If what is WVC? WVC, Western Veterinary Conference. It's one of the two or three larger conferences. It's like
probably the biggest one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably as big, at least as the Florida one, right? VMX or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great experience. I have not been to Western before. It's in Las Vegas. If you have a chance to go, go. It's more like a experience from the standpoint of they do all these things for people. Like you get to participate in activities. We had a Flo Rida concert.
Oh my God.
That was a blast. It was just a really good time. And I met a lot of people that follow us on the Veterinary Roundtable and on the clinic page and all that. So that was fun. Got to film some videos with everybody. Got to learn some new information. There's cool products, new products that are coming out. So,
nice. So where can they get this information? Did you make videos that they can watch?
Oh, you mean, we did make some videos. We did make some videos. There'll be more coming out. You can watch them on Dr. Emily King Says. No, just Dr. Emily King.
At Dr. Emily
King. Okay, sorry. At Dr. Emily King.
Yes. And so, while you're there, just go on over to All Star Veterinary Clinic. And then while you're there, just keep popping over to the Veterinary Roundtable.
If you want entertainment, definitely go to All Star Veterinary Clinic because it's pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Some good stuff.
So that was my week.
It looked like you had a blast.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? And you know who I met there? Duckwall.
Me.
Because she was there. She happened to come in on Wednesday, and then I was leaving on Thursday, and our paths were just by chance crossing. And so
I popped out of a slot machine and said, hello.
Hello.
You we want did, me?
We did one of my favorite activities, which is dancing.
Yeah.
Because music is magic.
Mm-hmm. We saw
the Eiffel Tower, the Vegas Eiffel Tower.
We found a guy who wanted to just dance with us.
That's right.
And
sounds like Vegas.
I love dancing.
Yeah.
He danced with us the entire time.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great time.
He danced with Harrison.
My friend Shirley. My friend Harrison Shirley showed up. Shirley Temple.
Gosh. Now, what about you guys? What was your week like? Tell us how you're doing.
Okay. Last week or this week?
Crickets.
I don't remember. Last week or this week?
Either one.
Well, last week was not.
In general, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, why are we just okay and not great?
You want me to be
just feel weird?
Yes, okay. Be honest. Okay, you feel weird.
Therapy. Well, I kind of explained it before. I don't know. Like, my mom left for Vegas today, and I always feel weird when she goes out of town because then it's just me and I'm on my own. Mm-hmm. I showered to try to make myself feel better. Didn't work. When I'm alone,
your hair looked really good today.
But it doesn't normally.
No, it's just like
it's extra clean.
Extra shiny.
I don't know. I'm always tired, but I'm just kind of bleh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just a meh.
Mm-hmm.
Meh. Okay, so we got to carry the team here.
Okay, okay. Courtney, to be honest, why are you just okay?
Yeah. Oh, just not good mental health sometimes, you know?
So you're just having a rough go of it.
Yeah,
but it'll get better. What do you do when you have those days where you have a not so good mental health day? What do?
I color a lot. Mm-hmm. I really like to color.
Okay.
It's really fun for me. My husband got me new coloring books and stuff for Christmas, so I use them. And I hang out with my dog and Jacob.
Okay.
And that's about it.
How long would you say it takes you to recover when you're having a bad mental health day?
A few days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just coloring in your closet? Or like...
On the bathroom floor next to the toilet.
Okay, there we go. I'm just trying to form a
no, on my
image
couch
in my head.
On or in my bed.
Oh,
yeah.
With your blanket and your dog.
Or like Jacob, his PlayStation is upstairs because I won't let him keep it downstairs. And so in our guest bedroom, he has his PlayStation set up, and then we have our guest bed. And so I'll sit on the bed with Miles and Jacob plays his game. So like we're hanging out, but not hanging out, you know?
Got it.
And that's really fun for us.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are you coloring pictures of? Anything in particular?
I have pictures.
Will you color us
like,
a picture?
Like it's just, we can start hanging them in here.
Oh my goodness, great. Make it even better.
No,
and
it's
then
just,
there's so many, and then you're like, Courtney, are you okay?
I know, right? Exactly. Courtney, wow, that's like how many days?
Courtney brought in 4 pictures. She's having a really bad week. It's just random stuff.
Just random pictures. Mm-hmm.
It's like coloring books, right? Like you're not coloring landscapes.
No,
you're just coloring in.
I'm not artistic.
Okay, so I can color, do you have any special lines, colors you like?
No.
I know.
I got fancy coloring or markers off of Amazon, though, and I really like them.
And like different kinds of colors rather than just like your average red,
yeah,
or green.
Yeah.
All the find shades, the link to the special markers in our comments below. Just kidding.
Well,
that was
no,
a joke.
The reason I'm asking so many questions is I think this is like a legitimate,
it's
issue
a thing
within
in our
field.
Yeah. We've talked about it, but we don't talk about us personally going through it.
Yeah. Right.
So thank you for sharing, Courtney, because it's
welcome,
not easy to... Mm-hmm. Say when it's happening, when you're in the midst of it,
mm-hmm,
and or even just talk about it in general, like what do you do, how long, all those things.
Right.
So I think it's important for sure. I was actually thinking about that. I was thinking about our podcast and how we have fun and like we say things that pertain to us and to our industry, but like we could definitely get more personal on like,
mm-hmm,
hey, this case really hit me hard, or I don't know, just things that we have
like
to work
it
through.
I think people would really appreciate that.
Yeah.
A box of tissues ready.
We try to make it fun. We won't make it a downer.
Yeah.
All the time, but I think it's
important
to let everyone know like we're doing this because we understand and we want to reach out with information or help or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I like it.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Uh-huh.
I'm a little tired, but that's because I had a beer at lunch. It's my day off today.
That explains a lot.
Rough is that, but I did not do surgery this morning.
I did not do surgery.
It is my day off.
And I sat and talked with one of my best friends, another fellow doctor, Dr. Kristen Pulse. Shout out to Pulse. And we had lunch. So just
nice.
That's nice.
Shooting the ish.
Yep.
Don't say
I'm
it again.
A little tired.
Where did you go to lunch?
Field Brewing.
Oh, yeah. I love Field
Brewery.
Yeah.
That's where we went for our
to
Christmas
talk to us Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah, I had their green salad because you talked about it and how good it was. And I put chicken on it. It was really good.
And it was good. Did you have any of their wings?
No, just a salad and a beer.
And a beer.
Don't forget the beer.
Don't forget the beer.
That's why I'm tired.
Hey, it's all good.
Yeah, beer makes me tired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're supposed to give shout outs to things that we think are happening well in our industry or things or people or whatever.
I have one.
Go.
I thought about this really hard this morning. Okay. Fear-free based clinics or clinics that practice fear-free.
Okay.
Because, I mean, some dogs you just can't really, I mean, it's almost impossible to do stuff to them even if you try every technique. But I think fear-free is really cool because I've seen very good results from it with some of our patients. Like you just, if you go slow, they're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you go too fast and rush them and get in their face, they're not going to like it. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool.
We've had some amazing like cases where we've done, like yesterday, we had a dog come in who's just a known like skittish dog. But through the years we've been seeing him, I think it's been like 3 or 4 years now, we figured out he's better with the owner for everything, exam, everything. He's less restraint and he's so food motivated. So the appointment itself, we needed like an hour slot. Like it takes forever. But by doing that, we've gained his trust. Like he licks me, wags his tail. Like he is comfortable with us. We can do everything. We don't have to use like injectable sedation. This is the first year he came in on trazodone. And that was just because the owner was very aware. Like she just wanted to just bring it down a notch because he's getting vaccines and blood work. And it was more just because the owner wanted to do that for him, not because he needed it. And so, that was just like the one great example that just happened where we just work with him and we work the owner and you can go a long way.
I was going to say Lila Helmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's been our patient for 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
4 years.
Yeah.
And she used to, nobody could touch her.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to
appreciate
like,
that, though,
you would have to like poke, I mean, poke as fast as you could to like injectably sedate her. And that's all we could do. You couldn't even pet her. And now she doesn't come in on anything. Well, trazodone maybe. But like you can do whatever you want. She's awesome. It's just cool to see like it's really rewarding and it's really awesome seeing a dog that's not your dog gain that much trust with you.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's very, very cool. I think when we did her first annual without sedation, I cried.
Yeah.
Because it was just cool. Like, I was like, oh my God, she trusts us. She knows who we are. Like, yeah. So that's cool.
That's awesome. Amazing. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Devin?
I'm not going next. Okay. I need some more ideas. I didn't think on this question.
Okay,
very long.
I was supposed to talk about WVC, which I did, but then I also have another one because talking about fear-free, Boncat is a product that's coming out by Zoetis.
Yeah.
That is going to be approved by the FDA that's for it's pregabalin for cats.
Oh.
It's what?
Yes. Wait,
what
for is their it? Visit.
Yeah.
What is it?
And it's oral. It's called, I don't know, I'm calling it Boncat. I don't know how you say it. It's B-O-N Harrison Q.
Wait, no.
A-T,
he's B-O-N, too far away.
B-O-N-Q-A-T.
Bonquat.
Bonquat. Boncat.
Wait, what's the product again? Like,
it's pregabalin.
Yeah. Okay. I never use pregabalin.
Which
in
we
dogs,
should more.
But we should.
Yes. And so it's flavored for cats. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's gonna be a huge
That's
thing
cool.
for cats.
Pregabalin?
Yeah. Is it just like what is that? It's
be similar to gabalin.
Never,
it's like
gabalin.
Oh, just okay. It's like a similar
but, okay.
Like a treat for
them? No, I think it's a liquid, actually.
Okay.
But small quantities. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I want to say it's like 0.1 mils. I mean, something small.
Yeah.
But
is it prescription only?
Yeah.
What's better about that than gabapentin?
I just think it's flavored and it's ready for use and it's a different derivative than gabapentin.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And
okay.
They've had really good luck
but
with it.
But it's used primarily for.
It's like a, you know, you could send it home with the owner to use, like, you know, for the next several visits or whatever.
Well, think about gabapentin. If you do liquid, you have to do a whole mil.
Yeah, that's a
at
lot.
At least for the concentration we have.
Yeah.
That's
a
lot.
Is it going to be a controlled substance?
I can't remember. It's a schedule. I can't remember.
So it's primarily used for anxiety.
Yeah.
Whereas gabapentin we use for...
Well, no, it's used for pain too in dogs, like for neuro stuff.
Oh,
this,
right?
Yes. And this drug, like when you read about it, they talk about it being used for anxiety and stress clinic visits and travel and clinic visits.
Nice. Okay.
So designed specifically for those purposes, but which, I mean, you could, to your point, use it for other things too. But
Zoetis is killing it.
Yeah, they are. Shout out to Zoetis.
Mm-hmm. Sponsor us, Zoetis.
Sponsor us, please.
Yeah, we're Zoetis fangirls. Yeah. Well, at least, I am for sure.
No, they're doing
they
some good
kill,
stuff.
They just like, the products are amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, fine, I'll go next.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, she thought of something. Okay.
Lied right in there.
It's not impressive by any means, like my idea, whatever. The product is impressive, Silencia. I feel like we never really touched on it on the podcast. I think you made a informative video about it, but we talked about Librela a lot, and it's basically just the same thing for kitties. So it's for osteoarthritis, and it's the injection once a month. And we've heard amazing things about it, and we have a lot of cats on it now.
Yeah. I think cats, you know, they get the short end of the stick because they, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just
Devin's
kidding. I'm
very
just
cat.
She said it on the one podcast you weren't on when you were in Florida.
Yeah.
No, she kind of touched on how cats do get the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
Yep. They're just as important.
Yep.
Yep, they are.
Yeah. It's so hard to do orthopedic and pain evaluation on cats in the clinic. It's so hard.
It's like almost impossible.
Yeah. And so then it's like, okay, well, I can't give you some like anti-anxiety meds because then maybe you can't find the pain as much, but then they're not going to let you just kind of, I don't know, churn their legs around and everything. Yeah. Some do, but it's not, it's just not as easy.
That's why I was glad when they came out with that research study where they were like 90% of cats over 10. I was like,
yep.
How old are you?
Bingo. 11?
You got arthritis.
Yeah. Yep. Or it's like, does your cat jump like this?
Right. Yeah. I think those things are really clever.
Yes.
What Zoetis was able to do as far as like video descriptions of, because, you know, people don't really think, they're thinking their cat's still going up the stairs.
Right.
But if it's not running, striding up the stairs, then it's painful. Mm-hmm. If it's doing the, or it's hugging a wall. No. Like things that you don't even think about that people may not even, you know, be
such
processing as an issue.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Because they're still getting from one place to another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree. It's a very cool product. Good one. What about you, Duckwall?
I was just going to give a shout out to like our ability to provide chemotherapy. And so I guess along the lines of, I don't know, I was kind of thinking of the products. I forget the name of what we have.
The
EquiShield.
Delivery? Yeah.
EquiShield. Mm-hmm. So I think in general, though, I really appreciate the fact that if you're comfortable and you're able to in general practice, you can provide some chemotherapy protocols. But I just think in that department in general, it's, it's been available, but it's amazing on how you can provide that for a pet and then expand their life. And so I think it does good for the industry.
Yeah.
Is just oncology, radiation oncology, I mean, even if you want to not do the full protocol, but want to do parts of it, you're able to. And so, yeah. And also shout out to Teddy because
Case collection.
Who wants to go first?
Me. Devin wants to go first. Let Devin go first.
I do his chemo. He's still our patient.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. He's become a rock star. So
I was just. It's just short and sweet. Okay, he's not your property.
We can all attribute.
Yes,
I think that's great because everybody loves him. So let's talk about him.
I was just gonna share that tomorrow is his last chemo treatment of his 20-week treatment.
Who is this? Who is this?
Teddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Teddy.
Sure,
we
sure.
made a video on him. He's the golden retriever. Everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was so worried about Courtney in that video. Is she the only one? Did you guys know this?
No.
What? In the video.
I saw for the just comments. One second. Yeah.
In the video of Teddy, they're like, oh, Courtney's the only one who does chemotherapy? Like, we need to be worried about her. What is she wearing when
Thank
she does chemotherapy? And I was like,
Thank
oh my God, that's
so
cute. They're
me.
All worried about Courtney. I was like, Harris and I responded, and we were like, oh no, Courtney's not the only one who does chemotherapy, but when she does it, she is wearing the protective PPE equipment, necessary PPE equipment, and then we use EquiShield.
Yeah.
You know, to protect ourselves, da da da. But I thought it was so cute that they thought that you were just like sacrificing yourself for Teddy, which you are to some degree, still it's like, no, she's protected. Like,
that's what I mean.
Throwing her to the wolves. Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
So we're throwing him a massive party. Yep. We're all contributing celebration accessories. So stay tuned for the party.
That's tomorrow?
Party content.
Oh, you guys got to record
I'm
that.
Going to your AIS Harrison, too. I'm going after this, actually. I'm going to get balloons, a toy.
I got party
and then some other things for
don't
him.
Don't tell Teddy. It's a secret. It's a surprise party.
Does his parents know?
No, I'm going to bring mom in tomorrow morning to let her see the whole setup, so I'm going to do it before she gets there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. And she cried.
Because he's had a little bit of GI upset.
Oh, so you can't do treats.
No
cake,
like,
or anything.
I'll make a sign.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, Teddy.
But his mom, I told her that because the video we posted of Teddy, I worked on it with Harrison. It was my idea that I wanted to do it with him. And I told his mom, I was like, watch TikTok because we made a video about him. And she watched it and said she cried. And every time she watches it, she cries.
Now, remind me, he's a lymphoma patient, right?
Yes.
And so you only did the 20-week protocol?
Yes.
This chop.
Okay. And so then we wait for him to come out of remission.
Well, his lymphomas have been down since we started it. But the problem is he was stage 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he had sternal lymph nodes that were enlarged, and then we were concerned about GI tract and everything. So
in remission now because all was
based off of external lymph nodes.
External lymph nodes.
Yeah. So we're not going to do any more imaging after it all.
So are you going to, does she think she'll rescue him when he comes out of remission?
I'm not sure. We haven't gotten that far.
Well, you know, they have the new drug. Decra has that new drug. The oral tablets for lymphoma. And people were talking about using that for rescue.
Oh, using it for rescue? Because I think that was an option to do it part of the protocol.
Right,
but,
from the beginning.
Yeah, but, and I consulted, and the oncologist said, I don't remember what the reason is. I have to go look.
I can't, and it's a weird name.
Yeah.
The product's a weird name from Decra. But
And Dudley didn't do it for Link either.
Yeah.
But for rescue, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because they said this might be an ideal thing for rescuing dogs. So.
So do you want to explain what rescuing is?
When you're doing chemotherapy on a cancer patient, you're not curing them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting the disease into remission, into a quiet state. And at some point, everybody comes out of remission.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on the patient when that is. And so when they come out of remission, then you can rescue them. We call it rescuing them with another treatment modality. Now, sometimes you might use the same, you might restart your CHOP protocol again and just rerun it again. Or you might use a different agent. You know, so that the body hasn't seen one of these agents. So you might use something different. And then the reason we were talking about the Decra product is it's a tablet. And so it's super easy to use.
Yeah.
So then as a secondary line of treatment further down the road, as the owner's already gone through all this rigorous work, you know, in the CHOP protocol, it's kind of a nice secondary, not so much work, but yet could benefit, you know, kind of thing.
Yep. Cool.
So. Does that sound like a right?
Yeah, that's
description of
essentially.
Rescue.
Okay. You just retreat them essentially.
Yeah.
Pharmacology is amazing.
Oh, it is.
I was thinking about last night and I was like, we literally like, I want to say like 90% of our career is pharmacology, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely use a lot of stuff.
Drugs.
Like for everything.
For everything.
Give me the drug.
Yeah, he's a really cool case. That's really cool. You guys have been able to experience that and follow that through. It's really awesome.
Stay tuned for the party.
I'll go next. I am just giving everybody an update on, because remember when I did the tragic cake case break, break case, whatever last week. Wait, and it was a tragedy because I just did a crappy job of it.
The case break in Harrison was like,
that was horrible.
Oh,
Mom.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. It was painful.
I think it was that bad.
Oh, you're so nice. High five. Yeah. So my update is that I think, didn't I get to the point where I told you guys I put him on Doxy because we couldn't do anything else?
And
it's
then
the cat.
Let
me remind everybody.
And then the cat was going to come back when it wasn't well again.
Yes. Because I was like, there's no way I fixed it.
Because you don't believe until you see the numbers.
Yep.
Okay.
And so the cat, she texted me the other day. She's like, I'm going to get the CBC drawn. And so just to remind everybody, this is a hyperthyroid cat that's 19 that came in for acute anemia. Non-regenerative anemia. And mm-hmm. I was either going to blame the methimazole or an infectious agent or her cancer.
But everything came back normal.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. It's age. And so I just threw Doxy at it because it was easy and it'll alleviate infectious disease. Most common ones anyway, bloodborne pathogens in cats. And so I was like, that's the easy thing to do. And we'll just keep up the methimazole. And if it doesn't get any better, then we'll stop the methimazole. And so she came back and the CBC is normal.
Wow. Wait, was the cat? Damn. Is the cat still doing okay?
Yeah.
Well, he saved it.
Good job.
No, that was a total lucky guess.
No, I know, but you did good.
Yeah.
When in doubt, give it Doxy.
Right. Or no Pred. Cat dies without Doxy or Pred.
No animal dies without Pred.
No animal dies without Pred. No cat dies without Doxy.
Yep. Yep.
That's fair. Good guess.
So yeah. I was like, no way. Yeah, because she was like, she is so much better. Da, da, da,
oh, good.
I was like,
yeah, that's awesome.
I'm not gonna believe it until I see it. And then yeah.
And then you saw it, and now you believe it.
Hmm. So, wait, sorry, you did Doxy and stopped methimazole, or you did Doxy and continued methimazole?
Yeah, because I continued the methimazole because her thyroid was, like, something stupid. Like too high.
Well, the owner ended up decreasing or increasing at home on her own.
Yes.
Remember that? That
yeah, she did.
A lot.
Yeah. So, she was at 3.7 when I checked her thyroid, so that clearly wasn't the problem. Yeah. And then...
That's right.
Yeah, I know. So
it's
weird.
It's all coming back.
Yeah.
The animals are so crazy. So weird. Anyway, that's my update on my case.
Okay.
So.
Well, nice job. Educated guess.
Am I go?
Me, you? You, me?
I'll go.
Okay. Okay.
So yesterday there was a 15 or 16, I could be off, older dog. She's just a mix. She came in for an appointment with a doctor because the owners had noticed she was having some issues with her mouth. So she just seemed kind of like painful, bothered by it, whatnot. And so Dr. Cloud, who does primarily a lot of our dentals, that's pretty much all she does. She was like, you know what? We have time. Let's just do her dental today.
Until next week, in which case she's doing TPLOs. Sorry. I just had to throw that in.
Yes. Okay, sorry, she was like, okay, we can do it today. So like I said, that was the owner's primary, concern was the mouth is bothering the dog. And then Dr. Schmoke ended up going in there after the room assistant told her the history, blah, blah, blah. And then the owners just nonchalantly kind of mentioned, oh, by the way, she's also been urinating blood. And Schmoke's like, okay.
This will happen often if you're listening. If
yeah.
you're taking histories or going in rooms.
Yes.
And it's great. The first time someone takes a history, mm-hmm. it gives the owner a chance to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they
and then
mention
they go in and
something totally different to somebody yeah. else. Yeah.
So we're like, okay. So we're like, let's get a urine. Let's do some blood work prior to anesthesia before we do her dental. Just to make sure everything's good. She's an older dog. We just want to make sure she probably has a UTI, whatever. They take her ultrasound. They pop a probe on her. And instantly they see shadowing under the bladder. And so they decided not to do a cysto. They did a free catch. And it ended up showing transitional cell carcinoma.
Mm.
So she had a big mass in her bladder. So ultimately we put her under anesthesia for the dental, but all we did was cleaning. Mm. So we didn't do any extractions because it, at this point, it's a quality of life kind of thing. Cause this cancer can go pretty fast. It gets kind of aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So it just there, we cleaned her teeth and we sent her home and just keeping her comfy for right now.
Yeah.
But it's just the tumor in her bladder.
I couldn't
do you remember.
I'm not sure, but moral of the story. Every piece of information is important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It really does.
Full history and don't change doses.
Yeah. There's the episode for this week. But yeah, so I mean, it's sad, but it's also, you know.
At least they have an answer, which I always think is really important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just a mystery, but.
It's hard to make decisions when you don't have all the information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Duckwall, what you got?
All right. I'm going to end us out with Zeus. Zeus is a dog that I think we've talked about.
Is he
about
the Rottweiler?
Uh-huh.
Oh, poor Zeus.
So
this was part of my mental health last week.
Understandably.
It's because, but it's because she's so good at her job and she cares. And we care about these owners and yeah. So this situation was, this case was very interesting. A long time ago, I'm pretty sure I brought him up on a podcast regarding his eyes. So recap, he's a 11-year-old, 10-year-old Rottweiler. And he had presented to a colleague of mine for eye issues. Long story short, he had ended up having blastomycosis, which is a fungus, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which is a tick disease that affected his eyes. Yeah. The miracle was that he kept his eyesight, which is legitimately like 5% chance of keeping it.
Yep.
So that was amazing. And he had been seeing an ophthalmologist for continued care. And then I saw him to kind of recap everything. And then we just decided, rather than refer to an internal medicine specialist, we were going to keep him comfortable and keep an eye on everything like his x-rays, systemic function, things like that, and manage those two diseases with the drugs that were needed and then kind of take it as it comes. So he'd been doing really well. I mean, this had happened, what, last spring, last April or so, May. And then just about 2 weeks ago, he had presented because he had a grand mal seizure. And so it was actually witnessed by the owners and Courtney because they had called Courtney. And so it was a pretty decent one. They brought him over as soon as they could. And when I saw him, he was very post-ictal, just not there, like very kind of out of it, loopy, aware, like he knew where, because he tried to get off the gurney and everything, but just not physically getting up. So we initially were just like, it could be many things. I mean, he's a geriatric Rottweiler. So on my list, you have, okay, is blastomycosis still now becoming an issue? Because his eyes the week prior had started to become red again. So that type of disease can not only go to the lungs, but it can also go to the brain. That prognosis is very poor if that happens. Then it could also be springing up
the
tick disease as well. So we ran in-house lab work, and unfortunately there were a lot of changes. So he was non-regenerative anemic, so his body was not producing as much red blood cells as it needed to. That told me wasn't bleeding out anywhere, but that still is not good. He had low platelets, which could be clotting, so artifact, also could be attributing to his tick disease. Not good. He had elevated liver values, but he was on prednisone and he had an elevated GGT, which has to do with bile acids and the way the gallbladder excretes it, whatnot. It was mildly elevated, could still pertain to the steroids, but I'm like, could be something with the liver function area. And then he also had a characteristic of increased potassium and decreased sodium. So that's a characteristic we worry about with something called Addison's with low cortisol. But we did that test and he was negative. So, okay, we can rule out Addison's. What else did he have?
Glucose.
We forget that.
How did I forget How did you forget the glucose issue? Yes.
Hammer home.
He had significant hyperglycemia. So he was very diabetic. The thing is with diabetes, the way you diagnose it in animals is if they're increased drinking, increased urinating, and high glucose, essentially. That's what you got to go off of.
Yeah.
So that was in and of itself like a whole new thing. So essentially we got all the information we could. We submitted tick titers to reevaluate Rocky Mountain spotted fever. We elected not to submit the urine test for blasto because at that point, financially, we were really far in. And also, we were kind of discussing, we're just going to start treatment for it. And to be honest with you, if that's what went to his brain, it wasn't going to be good anyway.
Right.
So we started treatment. He was on doxy for tick disease. He was on fluconazole for blasto. He was on, we started anti-seizure meds for his grand mal seizure. We started, he was already on prednisone for his eyes. We started insulin. Am I missing anything? Okay.
That's it.
So then that night he went home, ended up having another small seizure, unfortunately. And then the next day, there was a family thing going on, so the owners weren't going to be around. So the owner ended up taking him to our med vet, which is a surrounding emergency and also a specialty facility. And they kept him for the day and kind of monitored. And his glucose was being maintained. Mm-hmm. So they sent him home. Came back to us the next day, Friday. Again, similar thing where his glucose was actually pretty well controlled. It was in like the hundreds or 200s or something. Mm-hmm. And then his ketones were normal, but he was still very out of it. He was like obtunded, lethargic, not himself.
He wasn't eating either.
Not eating
at
all. He
ate like the first night they got him home or something like that. And then he just stopped eating again. Yeah. It was very hard to get him to eat anything. Which you can't give insulin if you don't eat.
So and then, that was not him. That was a main characteristic. He literally would eat everything.
He's never missed a meal.
Yeah. So it was a Friday. We did everything that we could. We added in then support meds, anti-nausea, appetite stimulants, mm-hmm. all these like good foods. Like we just tried everything. Unfortunately, through the weekend, he just got worse. He clinically just declined as far as behavior, still not eating, couldn't give him the insulin, everything. And he ended up going to heaven. He got humanely euthanized at the ER facility because he just wasn't doing well. The owners knew in their hearts it just was not. It wasn't a good outcome. He was a large dog, so it's not like one owner could just pick him up.
He's like
outside.
130 pounds.
I think the hardest thing and the takeaway point, especially for listeners, is that we didn't know exactly what the end all be all was for this dog. He had so many things going against him. And then he was a large breed with an older age. So I couldn't honestly look at the owners and say, this is what took him, which was also difficult because we were working through so many things and really trying the best that we could to keep him to turn a corner. Really.
Right.
I just think everything went downhill after that huge seizure that I in my gut, something says there's something already there. It just
took
over.
Yeah.
Not a great way to end the cases,
it's such an interesting case because it involves so many different disease components.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we racked our brains together. King and I did, other doctors. And I'm like, it's one of those where like, are you missing anything? But you're literally doing everything you can. And so anyway.
Yep. Unfortunately, though, some of those you don't end up fixing.
Right.
Yeah.
And in this case, I truly felt it was in his best interest for humane euthanasia because he was quality of life was very poor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
he was very, very weak after a seizure. He never really walked right after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, carrying 130 pounds is a lot. He's a big dude. So then being unstable and ataxic and it was his time.
Yep.
But he's at peace now.
Yep.
He's not in pain.
That's right.
Okay.
Good cases. Wow.
Those are very good cases. Yeah. Very cool.
All right. Listener question. Shall we?
Yep, let's do it.
How do you approach clients who seem to not appreciate talking to the techs? I see people complain all the time. The vet didn't talk to me. How do you encourage them to trust your techs? At future Dr. Cat. Great question.
I love this question.
Oh, yes. Yes,
I have an answer, but I want to see what you guys say.
Oh, okay. You want us to answer first?
I don't care. I can go.
Okay.
I don't think this pertains to every clinic, but I think what helps our clinic that we all work at with clients trusting technicians, because from my point of view as a tech, I think the consistency is very, very helpful. Because like my clients trust me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they trust almost us, like both of us equally sometimes. It depends on the client. But they're like, okay, Courtney cares about my dog. She sees him all the time. Duckwall cares about my dog. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think it's gaining trust by maintaining consistency with your clients.
For sure.
I think that's very helpful.
Absolutely.
I think. That's all I got.
I also...
That's it.
To that point, I know like for callbacks or some questions that I know that Courtney can handle and Devin too, I give them a lot of things to help me out with because I trust them and they are also educated and we work as a team. And so to Courtney's point, having that consistency but also time that they put in just as much as I do, if not more, that is where it all works as a unit of saying we're all connected and they are at my beck and call sometimes to help me.
Yeah.
And so I think that also helps build trust too, is just keep putting your face, putting the time in for people. That's all people want, is to be recognized, be heard, and be cared for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, You guys are all
looking at me. You got anything? I mean, pretty much.
Everybody says this one. No, I agree with all of that. I think that that's one of the main reasons why we set the clinic up the way we did. So it looks like she's going to be a future doctor, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, setting yourself up for success that way, I think, is really helpful. Not every clinic, to Courtney's point, is set up that way. And mm-hmm. because maybe either the size, you know, they don't have as many staff members or as many veterinarians. And so then you can, the same effect should occur because they should be hearing from the same people. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, having cases with technicians that those same technicians, say you're not in our situation where we have these groups, these mini teams, basically, and say you're in a situation where you might have two doctors and there's six people working, six staff working with those two doctors, keeping the same people working, even though they're not assigned to a doctor, to the case mm-hmm. is one way that you can maintain that, you know, the overall theme being consistent, right? Mm-hmm. So, I think that it is, I just think it's so important for clients to hear from the doctor when, so like part of the problem can come from not having conversations with the clients and us over giving conversations. Mm. So like we hand too many conversations mm-hmm. to you and they never hear from us. Mm-hmm. So that can also create a problem. So yeah. knowing what to hand off and then when not to mm-hmm. hand yes. it off,
yeah.
you know, or knowing when I need to intervene because I'm handing this off. So for example, a client calls and, you know, Courtney comes and asks a question and we say, okay, yeah, tell them this, da da da. Mm-hmm. Courtney goes and tells them this. And then Courtney comes back. So my rule of thumb is as soon as Courtney comes back a second time, I should get on the phone because clearly I'm one making Courtney a tennis match.
Right.
And then, and two, the client's not getting, they're going to just keep asking questions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get to their root question until, you know, three or four questions down the road, in which case I'm wasting Courtney's time. I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting the client's time. So just get on the phone. Yeah. So knowing, and then I think when you do that, then that also, you know, is that whole, you know, circle of trust thing, mm-hmm. you know, I think, what do you guys think are other ways to, I think technicians being confident.
I was just going to say, be confident mm-hmm. when you're relaying information to clients, yeah. be confident. Mm-hmm. You know confident what you're doing.
Knowing what you're and what you're talking
yes.
about.
Yeah.
And I also think it's okay to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because clients also know when it's when you're not authentic in your answers and you're having to make something up.
Right.
It's better to just say, that is a great question. I don't know, but I'm mm-hmm. going to find the answer for you. And it's okay for you to come back and deliver the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but I think having reliable information, especially in today's age when you can go look something up and it can be Googled or they can ask a different source and get mm-hmm. an answer and our answer is not accurate,
mm-hmm.
then that's a thing that'll just drive trust down.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think are other things?
The only thing I really have to add is like, I can give recommendations to a client that like I got from Dr. Duckwall, but she didn't necessarily talk to them. And I'll just be like, I spoke with Dr. Duckwall. Here's what she recommends. And that still gives her the credit, but they didn't take her time.
Yes. I was going to say mentioning the doctor's name. Is yeah.
That's
why
I was I was actually mm-hmm. going to say that too, is knowing and understanding, remembering like ultimately we're still help, like we're still there for you. We're still mm-hmm. just giving information or giving recommendations. Yeah. It's just not
another
coming
person,
from our mouths.
Like yeah. passing it along.
Yeah. They're an extension
mm-hmm.
is what, like look at it that way instead of just yeah. like, I don't know, not
yeah.
an extension.
Yeah.
We're a third of you.
Yeah.
You know, I do think that there are situations, like I was mentioning before, because she says, like, she uses specific language, like, the vet didn't even talk to me. Like, that can't happen.
No.
Right.
Like, so the vet has to talk to the client.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in, now, maybe it's a recheck, maybe I don't talk to the client.
Question
I'm
mark?
Trying to think, like,
I've never
but,
heard of a situation where.
You know, like, I'm trying to think of a situation where. The only time, I mean, like,
they
especially
come in for
if the
recheck
person's
blood work?
In front of you, yeah, recheck blood work, but you talk to them to do the recheck, you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like, to
true.
Set up the recheck blood work, you talk to them and said, and I also think the doctors, because you're going to be a doctor someday, should be saying, I'm going to have Courtney follow up with you.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be calling to set up a CBC at Chem Lights to, for us to recheck in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then when we get those results, one of us will be calling you.
Yeah.
So like I set that up or tee it up for the technician such that when they hear from the technician, I use we a lot when we will be getting back to you. Then they don't expect that it's always me.
Right. Yeah.
So I think just setting that expectation ahead of time is also
That's
really
helpful.
That's a
good helpful. Idea. Yeah. I also think taking your time in your conversations with the clients, because there are countless times where I have a client come in and their frustration from an ER visit or a different facility or something, it just stems from maybe the vet talked to them, but they felt like they didn't even talk because they didn't listen. Mm-hmm. They didn't take the time to answer questions.
They
didn't
so
make it meaningful. Yeah. And so that would stress me out too, going to the doctor or taking my kid to the doctor. And it's like, wait a minute, wait. I have like a lot more things I want to walk through with you. And then the follow-up is you only hear from the support staff.
Right.
That absolutely is going to lose credibility on you, but also your teammates, because you're setting them up for failure by not even presenting your team in a good way.
Yeah.
So I think you have to take the time to make it so then they have that trust, but then they also know you care and their best interest can still come from somebody on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, there's so many times where people just don't take the time because it's a time thing. It's like 20 minute appointments in and out. That's not how it should go.
Right.
That's
No.
You stop that right now.
So that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. I had something else I was going to say and I forget.
The other question she asks is, how do you encourage them, which she's talking about clients, how do you encourage clients to trust the technicians?
I mean, I definitely know that there have been times that I have colleagues or friends that say they've had to have conversations with clients and remind them that this is my team. Mm-hmm. Like what is coming from them is also coming from me. So sometimes you have to just blatantly have a conversation with them, I think.
Right.
Especially if there's, unfortunately, any misconduct or bad tones or disrespect, which can happen, then I think that's when you step in and you take care of your people and you say something.
I think it's really important also to ask the client questions in regards to that. You know, so like, because I think sometimes with conversations, we try to solve the problem, what we think is the problem, but we're really mishitting, you know, so like we, you know, for them, it might be that, I don't know. You know, like it might be something that's bugging them that we're not even addressing. And so we assume that it's this instead of saying, hey, tell me why you're not comfortable talking to Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have a whole idea in your head. And what comes out of that client's mouth is not even related to what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And so asking them questions like, tell me why you're not comfortable talking to Courtney. You know, so addressing it like you said, but then specifically asking them questions like, tell me why you're not comfortable talking to Courtney.
I can't look at her eyelashes. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I just had to lighten them in. I'm sorry.
That's right. And then, you know, they say whatever they say, and then you can address that specific point, you know, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's so
important.
Always
make it about the client. Like she said, make them feel cared and that they're being listened to.
And honestly, there are some clients that we know, the call goes straight to me. And that's just how it is.
Yep.
Because you tried to have that battle, or you just realize like, that's a battle that's just going to lose for everyone.
You don't fight it.
Exactly. And it's not fair to do that to them either.
Correct.
If you know that, because you know what you're going to get from the start.
Yep.
So just take that off their plate and just
do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I give you one thing. You give me two things.
That's right. Well, and to King's point too, like kind of make sure, like, obviously I'm not going to have them run in and say, your cat's in kidney failure. I'm so sorry. Like, come on. You gotta be reasonable about the task at hand and building that up too. Like new clients, I should be calling, you know, things like that. So
yeah, it's also,
it's about
varies by situation.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Great question.
Such a good
great
job.
Make great it question. Better for everyone.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
That was a good one. I like that question.
Thank
I feel
you
like
very
we've
much,
kind of been here for
Dr.
a long
Cat.
Time. No.
Yeah, I don't know what time we actually
have. We been here for 2 hours? He's sleeping back there behind the computer. Okay.
I can't even see the top of his head anymore.
No, this is sad.
Harrison? Okay.
You take it away.
Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of I was going to say turning, and I don't know why. Because
our table
our tables turn.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of the Veterinary Roundtable. Remember, send in those questions and leave us a review if you enjoyed this episode or a previous one. We'll see you next week for another episode of the Veterinary Roundtable.
See you.
Mm-hmm.